Hello, hello, and welcome to the first episode of Foster Adopt Village. My name is Corey Jones, and I'm really excited about launching this new podcast. During this, the first episode, I want to introduce myself so that you know a little bit about who you're listening to and why you should or should not believe anything that I say. I want to give a little explanation of what the podcast is going to be about, and I want to share a story with you that I hope is encouraging and affirming of your decision to enter into this crazy, messy, loud, disorienting world of foster care and adoption. So first of all, a little bit about myself. My name is Corey. I am married to my beautiful wife, Christina. We've been married for almost 14 years now, 14 years next month. And we live in Little Rock, Arkansas. I am a preacher at a little church here called the Crosswalk Family of God. Christina, my wife, is a pediatric occupational therapist, a career which comes in very handy in this world of foster care and adoption. I hope to have her on the show as often as possible because she is just a deep, deep well of information, and she has helped lots and lots of people, especially people who have kids with physical and developmental disabilities. So she is going to be such a gift to the show. And we live here in Little Rock, Arkansas, like I said, with our six boys. That's right, six boys. They age in range from 11 to 3, and it's about as crazy as you think it is having six boys in our house, but they're fantastic. Our oldest three are biological, and our youngest three are adopted. We got into the foster care and adoption world when we lived in Houston, and that was about, man, about 5 or 6 years ago now that we first entered into that world, and we got into it just to foster. We really didn't plan on adopting. We wanted to help out as many kids as we possibly could. We wanted to be that family that in like 40 years, we talk about the 5 million kids that we've fostered. You know, we wanted to be that couple. So we took in these two little boys, and then a week later, the caseworker showed up at our house with their newborn baby brother, who was 3 days old, brought him straight from the hospital, and then a year later, we adopted them, and we haven't fostered since. So much for our plans for being lifelong foster parents. We did it once, and then adopted them, and now we're done. But we love them. We absolutely love our boys, and they are now almost 7, 4 years old, and 3 years old. And so yeah, it's been quite a journey with them. And it's been absolutely amazing. And in fact, we are now going through the process of adopting again here in Arkansas. So we're hoping to expand our family even more within the next few months. So more on that later. We got into foster care and adoption really out of a practical reason. It wasn't any special calling that we felt. It wasn't any like tug on our heart. It was that when we lived in Houston, we lived in this really big house, and we had these bedrooms that we never went in, and we were like, man, we've got to do something with this. At first, it was kind of this thing we laughed about, you know, that we had all of this space that we just didn't do anything with, but then over time, it started to become a bit of a burden to us, and we felt like there's a reason that we have so much space, and we need to be doing something with it more than just throwing in all of our stuff that we don't use. And so that's really what started the conversation. And we went down a lot of roads before we arrived at foster care and adoption, but we're so thankful that we did. And it took us about a year to get our license in Texas. And then, I mean, right away we got placed with our boys that we have since adopted. And so I tell that story to say we all get into foster care and adoption for different reasons, don't we? Some people feel that tug on their heart, like I just want to help out children. I have this deep burning passion for helping children. Some people get into it because they want to help families. Some people get into it because somebody at their church talked to them about it and it sounded like a good idea. Some people got into it because there's a family member who needs to be in foster care or adopted, and so you went through all the training so that you can care for your niece or your nephew or your grandkids or your third cousin's kids or whatever it might be. But we all get into it for different reasons. Ours was more of a feeling of obedience to God and using the gifts that He has given us to help other people. And so we're all in this thing for different reasons, but we're all in this thing, and we all need each other. And so that's really what this podcast is about. I wanted to start up something that on a regular basis, you can hear from people who are in this world, maybe not for the same reasons as you, and maybe their world looks a little bit different than yours does, but we're all in it together. And so throughout the course of this podcast, every couple of weeks, you're going to hear from some special guests. You're going to hear from other foster and adoption families. You're going to hear from some experts. I hope to be able to connect with authors or researchers or people in the field of child development so that we can hear some really good information and hopefully the latest information. I'd also like for us to hear from some DHS workers and people who work directly with the children and work directly with the family so that we can hear some practical realities about what it means to be in the foster care and adoption world. This is going to be a very listener-driven podcast. And so it's going to rely heavily upon your comments, upon your questions, upon your own recommendations for guests. And I'm going to do my best every time to answer as many questions as I can. And not me personally, but hopefully the people that we have on the show who are qualified to answer the questions that you may have. And so it's going to rely heavily upon your interaction and upon your comments and your questions. And so it's either going to be a good, full, and rich podcast, or it's going to be me talking and just filling up space, depending on how much you interact with us. So please, please, please fill up our website with your comments and your suggestions. It's going to be a lot of storytelling, a lot of sharing of people's highs and lows. I hope to have actual, real people on here, not just experts, not just professionals, but actual, real families who are in the throes of things, whether it's in a good place or a struggling place, because I want this to be real and I want this to be honest. However, that being said, I don't want it to be a place for venting or throwing stones at any system or organization. This is not a place to talk about how dreadful foster care and adoption is. Because if you are in this world, I don't have to tell you that it's hard. And I don't have to tell you that there are definitely downsides. And I don't have to tell you that you have to make sacrifices in order to be in this world. We all know that. And so there's really no point in harping on that because we're all fully aware of it. However, we do want to be realistic about it. And so that's why we're going to do it through story form. And so you're just going to hear from some people about where they've been and about where their path has led them and the highs and the lows and just the reality of it all. Now, my wife and I do live in Little Rock, and so much of this is going to be Little Rock-centric and Central Arkansas-centric. But we hope to offer a wide enough range of topics that it will apply to people who don't just live in Little Rock or who don't just live in Arkansas. There may be some times when we do have DHS workers or caseworkers or trainers from places like The Call, which is an organization here in Central Arkansas dedicated to helping families in foster and adoption world. We might have people like that on the show, and so occasionally it might feel like this is just a show for Arkansas people, but the plan is that people from all over the world can listen in and find some strength and find some resources here, and hear some things that are really helpful to you. And so if we do have those times, if we do have those people on that are rooted here in Arkansas, perhaps it'll at least open up some questions and some avenues of discussions for you to talk to your own state workers about what's going on in your state, because we want this to be helpful. Today, it is just me talking to you, but in the future, I do plan to have guests on the show, and so I hope that that's okay here for our first episode. But I'm very excited to get this thing off the ground, and I'm very excited to launch this, because what we have discovered in our time as foster and adoptive parents is that it is absolutely impossible to do this on your own. You cannot walk this road without ever leaning on other people, without ever receiving help from other people, without ever reading another person's blog or reading another book or listening to a podcast such as this. You simply cannot do it on your own, because if you try to, you are going to go crazy. And part of the reason that you're going to go crazy is because it's such a struggle. And when you find yourself struggling, you find yourself doubting. And you find yourself wondering, am I really cut out for this? Is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Is it time to give up? And so having a village like this and knowing some of these places where you can go and knowing some of these resources to which you can turn, it helps you realize I am not the only one who feels like I'm about to completely lose it. And I'm not the only one who sometimes goes off on my kids whenever I wish I didn't. I'm not the only one who has regrets. I'm not the only one who sometimes feels like a really bad parent, because we all do. We all struggle that way. And so it's not just that, though. It's also that you're not the only one who experiences the immeasurable highs of foster care and adoption. You're not the only one who cares when your kid has a breakthrough. There's a place where you can go where people will be just as excited about you, or just as excited as you are about your kid going a day at school without peeing their pants. Because sometimes that's a huge victory, isn't it? And if you tell your family, or if you tell your neighbors who aren't in this world, that, hey, my kid went the whole day without peeing his pants at school, they're going to be like, don't talk to me anymore, because that's crazy. Who gets excited about that? Well, we do. We get excited about that because that's huge. And so this is a place for you to not only share your struggles and not only identify with people who have had the same negative feelings as you, but this is a place where people understand what a victory is in this world. And so that's what we hope that this is going to be. And again, I invite your feedback and I invite your comments. And I am very excited about getting to know some of you and about hearing some of your stories and meeting some of the people that you recommend we talk to. Ideally, most of this is going to take place right where I'm sitting right now, which is at my kitchen table. I'm sitting in an empty house at our kitchen table. The only other living being in our house right now is our dog, who is snoring on the couch. I hope that that's not getting picked up, because, man, she is shaking the walls. But right now, our house is empty. Pretty soon, though, here in a couple hours, our boys are going to get out of school, and our house is going to be loud. Our house is going to be busy. Boys are going to be asking for food. They're going to be asking for something to drink. They're going to be asking to watch a cartoon. They're going to be asking to play. They're going to have stories to tell. They're going to want our attention. And it's going to get, all of a sudden, really intense. And so these quiet moments that we find during our day are really critical, aren't they? These quiet moments where we need to be productive, and we also need to just sit and be, and we also need to go be around other adults, and we also maybe need to go to work and make a little bit of money. These quiet moments where we're away from our kids are really, really important, because these are the times where we remember who we are and where we get to center ourselves and where we get to remind ourselves of why we got into this world in the first place. And so it's in this quiet space that I'm in right now that I'm sharing these things with you, because our lives don't live here. If you're in foster care and adoption, if you're just a parent in general, your life doesn't live here. Your life is not constant quiet. The quiet is the exception and not the norm. And so it's really important and it's really critical to take advantage of that quiet when you have it. And so to that end, I want to share with you a story from the Bible. I am a preacher, and so every now and then I'm going to throw a little Bible at you, and I hope that you're okay with that. But I want to share a story with you from the Bible that I think of a lot in this world, in this foster care and adoption world especially. And it might be a bit of a strange story to share, but it's one that I think holds a lot of truth for us and a lot of inspiration for us. It's the story of Cain and Abel from Genesis chapter 4. And it's not what you think. I'm not going to talk about preventing your children from killing each other, although maybe that's a good podcast for later down the road. But what I want to talk to you about is the conversation that God has with Cain before he kills Abel. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the story of Cain and Abel, here's what happened. Cain and Abel are brothers. Cain is the older one. Abel is the younger one. Cain works out in the field, and he keeps all the grain and all the things that they have to harvest. He's in charge of all that. Abel was in charge of all the flocks. And so one day, they both bring this sacrifice, this offering to God, kind of out of nowhere. God didn't ask for it. There was no requirement for it, it seems like. But they bring this offering to God, and they bring what they have. You know, Abel brings sheep from his flock, and Cain brings some grain that he had harvested. And so there's not really any indication that God wanted the offering, and there's not really any indication as to why one offering was good and the other offering wasn't. But for whatever reason, God accepted Abel's offering and rejected Cain's offering, and so Cain got pretty upset about that. And as Cain is fuming and considering what to do with Abel, God comes to him and he has this conversation with him. It says that Cain was very angry and his face was downcast, and God said to him, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." So here's where here's what I see in this story. Cain is really angry, and God knows that he's about to do something to retaliate against Abel. And so he goes to him, and he gives him kind of this heads up before it happens. You're about to be faced with this situation where you're going to confront your brother, and you have this moment, you have this opportunity, you have this chance to do what is right. Which one are you going to do? Are you going to choose what's right, or are you going to choose what's wrong? Because if you choose what's right, will you not be accepted? Will you not be loved? Will you not be in a position of community and fellowship and joy and love and generosity and peace and all of these good things with your brother? If you do what is right, if you humble yourself, and if you put others above yourself, will you not be accepted? But if you do what's wrong, if you choose the path of anger, if you choose the path of destruction, if you choose the path of selfishness, then sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you. It desires to own you. It desires to rule over you. So which path are you going to choose, Cain? That was God's question. Which way are you going to go? Because you have this chance, you have this opportunity to do what's right. So I think about this story a lot because we have thousands upon thousands of opportunities every single day to do what's right. We have thousands upon thousands of opportunities every single day to choose love, to choose generosity, to choose mercy, to choose grace, to choose forgiveness. We have thousands upon thousands of opportunities every single day to not lose it, to not blow up, to not yell, to not slam the wall. We have thousands upon thousands of opportunities every single day to show our kids that they are safe and that they are loved. And so when we find ourselves in these quiet times when we're alone or when we're at work and we're away from the kids, when we find ourselves in these times where we are not in kid mode, it's important to remember this, that the time is coming, the opportunity is coming, when you are going to choose between right and wrong. And the chance is coming for you to do what is right. And what I always think about when I think of this story is that God is saying to Cain, it is within you to do what's right. You already possess it. You already have what you need to do what is right. You know what love is. You know what kindness is. You know what compassion is. You know what generosity is. You already know this. It is already there within you to do what is right. All you have to do is act. All you have to do is do it. And so that's what I want to share with you today. If you're in this world, if you're a foster parent, or if you're an adoptive parent, or if you're someone who is exploring this world, or if you're a parent of biological kids only, and you're not a foster parent, or you're not an adoptive parent, or if you are a human being who has no kids, but you live in community and you live in relationship with other people, it is within you to do what is right. And it is within you to be loving and to be gracious and compassionate. And so if you're like me and you're listening to this right now, when your kids are asleep or when they're away at school or when you've got a little bit of downtime, will you gear yourself up a little bit? Will you visualize yourself being reunited with your kids in whatever form that means? Your kids are waking up, or your kids are coming home from school, or you're going back home from checking out at Starbucks, whatever it might be. Will you visualize yourself walking in and being with your kids? And will you think of the sort of parent that you want to be to them? And will you picture yourself being loving and kind and being patient and being generous toward them? And will you picture yourself responding with kindness and responding with gentleness whenever they throw their fit or whenever they do that thing that bugs you so much? Will you picture yourself receiving them with the love that God receives us? And will you choose to do what's right? Because the more we do, the better we get at it. And the more we are at peace with ourselves and with our children and with those living in our household, the more we find ourselves choosing what's right. And the more that we choose what's right, the more our kids let their guard down, right? The more they feel comfortable and the more they feel safe and secure to just be themselves and to just be who they are. So listeners, I wrap up this first episode with that message for you. It is within you to do what is right. It is within you to love your child the way he or she needs to be loved. It is within you to keep your cool, to be the level-headed one, to be the source of strength and love for your kids. And you have got an entire village in your corner. So until next time, keep on loving your kids and keep on leaning on your village.